down and like kind of start.
Well, because of my party, you know, literally everyone else is well up for the party. And even if anyone was going to take any offence whatsoever, it would have been Danny Ball, because he would say, look, I've been working on this for 15 fucking years, and I'm the artistic director, and it's my production, and the party should be in my honour. Obviously, Danny didn't say any of that. Danny was like, because I just started, I'm having a closing, he said, oh, I've heard all about this. Are you the lady from the house? I said, yes, sir. He said, I think it's a fantastic idea, and he said, it's just a shame that I'm out the country, so I won't be able to. I said, look, I wasn't expecting you to come, I just wanted you to have an invitation. So anyway, he went and happened to and all the other cars
were Southern service to now, London Victoria.
I still
at Clapham Junction.
I'm having a party. He said, yes, it's for someone else, isn't it? I said, yes, I'm a fan of Benedict. Come on back. But I said, and actually I don't even believe this, but I said just to be polite, but I've seen you as Creature and I think you're equally outstanding. And he said, well, he doesn't say that on the invitation. And he went literally off in a huge strop. And I thought you jumped up, arrogant little twat. And I've defended him in the past, saying, you know, Johnny Lindley is a private person, he's got a family, wants to get home, that's why he doesn't do stage, that's why he ignores all his fans. And now I think that's not true, because you've jumped up, arrogant little twat. Because even, I mean, I gave it to people like Hamlet, Rory Kinnear, I gave it to Henry Goodman from home. And they were all like, oh, this is fantastic, but obviously we're busy all day. I said, look, I just wanted to just have it. I'm not expecting it to come at all. I just wanted to have it. Now everyone went down the storm everywhere else, but Johnny Lee Miller had an absolute epileptic fit and went off in a strop. Well, the rest of the cast, well, for the female creature was like, I'm definitely jumping. Now, obviously, they're not, but I mean, out of politeness, she said, I'm definitely going to be. And all the other cast were like, oh, this is fantastic, we'll try and be. Obviously, they're not, but you know, they just said. And none of them took any umbrage or any offence whatsoever. They read it in the spirit which it was, which is that I'm a Benedict. I mean, to be honest, I've said to people, left to my own devices, I mean, I'm with the Cumberbatch fans, that's why I've done it as a Benedict. Left to my own devices, I would have blown all of that out, and I would have done, you know, Nick Heiser and Danny Boyle, as in, you know, Nick brought Danny back to the stage after 15 years, and Danny brought you to the production. I mean, that's what I would have done, left to my own devices, but I wasn't left to my own devices. I was doing it for the
Cumberbatch
fans, so anyway, I did it for the Cumberbatch. And Johnny was absolutely, and it was funny because I was at the Q&A thing, and Mark Gatiss was there at stage door, so I ran out to him, not Mr. Gatiss, and I gave him the invitation, and he read it out, and he's like, fans of Benedict, and then he read the whole thing, and he said, oh, Johnny Lee Miller's not coming to this party. Then I said, Mr. Gatiss, Johnny Lee Miller had an absolute fit at me. So anyway, that was the end of that. So it was quite funny. Maybe he's even heard of the incident, because the incident happened the day before, so maybe he had heard on the grapevine that Johnny Lee Miller had an absolutely spastic fit at me. But did you enjoy, so you enjoyed the production? Good. Oh, I'm glad. Yeah, that's it. Well, I'm going to see it again tomorrow, his version, as in Benedict's creature. And I was so disgusted by Johnny Lee Miller that I had tickets for closing night. I'm giving them up. They're on eBay. And for the Swivel Theatre Company. The Swivel Theatre Company are auctioning them on eBay, and anything that they get, the money goes to the Swivel Theatre Company.